the way they want it. The Backstreet Boys on Radio Life and Style. Hot Fuzz 8 on a Friday, Black Friday no less. And right now, time for us to get into a Friday Focus with Penny Faree on the microphone on a Friday morning. How you doing, Penny?
Good morning, Mark, and good morning to all our listeners. A lot has unfolded across the North Coast this week. Decisions that affect our roads, our beaches, and even how we shop today. So here's your Friday Focus to get you up to speed. We begin in Ballito, where a proposed primary school next to Zen Park has sparked strong reaction from residents. A tense Ward 6 meeting in Ballito this week exposed deep concern over a proposal to build a new primary school on public land between Zen Drive and Hillary Drive, directly across Zen Park. While the land has been zoned for education since 1976, residents say they were never sufficiently informed and are demanding clarity on how permissions were issued and what must happen next. Residents repeatedly warned that the site sits in a heavily residential pocket with narrow, high-traffic roads already under pressure. They raised fears that school traffic at peak times would worsen congestion on Zen and Hillary Drive, compromise stormwater capacity, and increase safety risks for children using the public park and nearby footpaths. Many describe the site as one of Ballito's last remaining green lungs and urge the municipality not to sacrifice it without meaningful public input. The core frustration, however, was the public participation process. Notices about the land's disposal were published only in newspapers not widely read by the community, leaving many unaware that the site was even under consideration. Ward 22 councillor Privy McCann acknowledged these concerns directly and told residents she's now examining the full approval chain, when decisions were made, who signed off, what information was considered, and whether due process was properly followed. McCann said that if procedure gaps or irregularities were confirmed, the process may need to restart entirely. This would allow all interested and affected parties proper time for consultation, objections, and alternative proposals, something residents say that should have happened. Environmental concerns remain central. An environmental inquiry is underway, with preliminary assessments identifying the tall grassland and a milkwood tree as protected features on the site. They've called for independent review and stronger guarantees that habitat, tree cover, and wild corridors will not be damaged. And although the lease has been finalized with the developer, the land does belong to the Public Works Department.
Okay.
And it was it was zoned as educational almost 30 years ago. So that is why the public participation process was never undertaken, because it didn't need to. It has already been rezoned. And the fact that the residents never saw this published in the newspapers when it went out on what was going to happen, that was also quite a key concern as well. And there's a whole debate right now whether another school in that little pocket is needed, especially with the whole area being very residential, and there's just two pathways, one entrance going in and out of that area. So
sure.
it's a school with 230 pupils they're proposing, and obviously we've seen how many schools start small and then just carry on expanding. So we're going to follow that story very closely and see what unpacks, and we will be keeping everyone informed on that. And yep. The debate of a green space, we shift to the coastline, where changes to the Tinley Manor launch site have left fishermen and ocean users worried about what comes next. A dispute is simmering on the north coast as Quadicusa Municipality considers major changes to the Tinley Manor public boat launch site. Earlier this month, a well-attended public meeting was held to outline proposed amendments to the site's operational environmental management plan, which will determine how the launch operates once construction around the new Club Med Resort is complete. Although the launch site is public, the only access road runs through private property owned by Club Med. With the resort expected to open in July 2026, concerns about traffic and security through this state have shaped the proposed changes. One of the most significant amendments is a plan to cut daily launches from 30 to 12. While the municipality would remain the management authority, Club Med's operating partner would take over day-to-day operations. Only the operator's tractor would be allowed onto the beach, with all other vehicles required to park in the public area. Boats and trailers will then be moved along a private internal road using the resort's tractor. The Mhlali Ski Boat Club has strongly opposed the plan. The club has managed the site for many years and maintains that the current system is safe, functional, and essential for both commercial and recreational fishing. Members fear the proposed cap and operational handover could undermine long-term access, particularly since no viable alternative launch sites exist along the stretch of coast. The impact of closure has already been felt. On this week's Uncensored podcast, we spoke to commercial fishermen whose livelihood has been disrupted by the shutdown at Tinny Manor and the lack of a practical temporary alternative. His account highlights the real economic pressure on small operators while the review process unfolds. The Tinly Manor site was previously operated under a private lease before becoming a municipal public launch. It remains closed during construction. Public comments on the proposed changes are open until December the 8th. And you can listen to the full interview on the Life and Style website or via our social media platforms. And staying with transport, the M4 road closure near La Mercy will be closed this Sunday from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. as engineers continue work on the Mhlati River bridge, which was damaged during the April 22 floods. During the closure, northbound traffic will be stopped at the Mhlati off-ramp, while southbound vehicles will be turned around near the La Mercy Lagoon. No traffic will be permitted through the affected section until work ends for the evening. Detours will be signposted through Mhlati, La Mercy and Westbrook Circle. Motorists can also use toll and non-toll alternatives via the N2, the R102, and you can also go onto the M27 and the M43. The Mhlati River Bridge has undergone extensive reconstruction since the 2022 floods, with transport authorities and local partners working to stabilize and rebuild the structure. More intermittent closures are expected as the project moves through its final phases. And staying on the roads, there's a deadline motorists can't ignore. By November the 30th, all vehicles in KZN must migrate to the new license plate system. After that, driving with the old plates becomes an offence under the National Road Traffic Act, and motorists will be fined for displaying an invalid registration number. The switch is compulsory. The Department of Transport says KZN's old format has run out of available numbers and must now align with the national system. Anyone renewing a vehicle license will automatically be issued the new number, but motorists who are not up for renewal must visit the nearest licensing offices to make the change. Drivers are also urged to update the new plate details with insurance banks if the car is financed, fuel card providers, and tracking companies. Failure to do so could complicate claims or account verification. The message is clear. Migrate before November the 30th. That's just a few days away. Or expect penalties on the road. And finally, Black Friday kicks in. It's Black Friday on the North Coast, one of the busiest shopping days of the year, and it's already in full swing. Traffic is expected to build up early around major shopping centers, with extended trading hours drawing steady crowds and long queues in parking areas. Motorists should brace for slowdowns as the day peaks. What's different this year is the mood. Essentials are getting star billing, a clear sign of how stretched households are. Retailers have shifted strategy, offering bigger discounts on items like toilet paper, long life milk, and cleaning products to pull shoppers through the doors. Big ticket items like electronics are still there, but the real race is for affordability. Online platforms are also in a sprint of their own, promising faster delivery times than ever before as they compete for a share of the Black Friday wallet. And officials are reminding shoppers to keep valuables out of sight, avoid leaving bags in parking cars, and stay alert in crowded areas. Whether you're braving the malls or clicking from home, the advice is simple. Pace yourself, check the fine print, and remember that Black Friday is only the warm-up. December's spending season is still ahead of us. And that's it for your Friday this week. You can catch today's full segment along with our latest interviews and podcasts on the Life and Style website and across our social pages. I'm Penny Free, and have a safe weekend. We'll see you next Friday.
Thanks, Penny. We'll put it all in focus again next Friday.